This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watch patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving into the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordagna. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordagna. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Brandley on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Backdoor, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordagna, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewick. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewick caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Lehman Catholic High School for tonight's Three Rivers Conference battle between the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers and the Covington Buccaneers. Lehman coming in 4-3 on the year, 2-2 in TRC play. Covington 1-5, 0-4 overall. Lehman Catholic under head coach Pat Carlisle was 6-8 in the league, 13-10 a year ago. Lehman is D4, as is Covington this year. Buccaneers have been Division III The third-year head coach for Covington is Matt Gibbons, 5-17 a year ago, 2-12 in the Three Rivers Conference, one season back. Lehman Catholic's got some size in Chapman, 12 points a game, leading rebounder in the TRC, had the advantage over Covington in terms of depth. It's an extremely young Covington team, Chuck, of five sophomores on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, they are very young, and they're very, very, very big either. Sometimes that's not a very good combination, especially when you're getting ready to play a pretty good 6'8 kid, who Justin Chapman, who's a senior. I mean, Lehman's only got two seniors, David Brunner and Justin Chapman. So both teams fairly young. Both teams going to have a lot back next year.
Lehman Catholic, by way of game by game so far this season, a win 50-20 over Miami Valley in the opener back in November. Then a loss at Milton Union, 43-33. A win at Newton, 48-41. A setback at the hands of Ansonia, 42-39. Lost to Miami East, the league leader, 65-29. A win over Bethel, 50-35. And at Riverside last Friday, a 52-41 triumph over the Pirates. Speaking of the TRC, I alluded to Miami East being out in front with a 4-0 record. Northridge is second at 3-1, tied with Troy Christian, which, by the way, plays in the Troy D4 sectional and not the Piqua D4 sectional. I think we may have misspoken once or twice, but Troy Christian is at the Troy Division 4 sectional this year. It's a club that's strong, was thumped by Rushi, though, this past Saturday. Rushi won that game quite handily. But Northridge and Troy Christian are tied for second in the TRC at the moment behind Miami East. Milton Union, Lehman Catholic are 2-2. Riverside and Bethel, 1-3. Covington is 0-4. Taking a quick look at the Covington Buccaneers season so far to date. I had it in front of me just a moment ago. A season opening loss to Troy Christian, 61-37. Played for Sales pretty competitively, losing by 14, 64-50 on the road. Was beaten by Bethel, 54-39. Owns a triumph against Mississinawa, 59-44. A loss at Northridge, 76-59, and a setback only by 4 to Milton Union, 40-36. Don't learn much looking at common opponents. As we've noticed so far this year, boys and girls hoops in the region, it's up and down.
Oh, boy.
It's been unpredictable, just like last year. I don't know how many times we said last season, Chuck, about the only thing you can count on from week to week is that you cannot count on much of anything happening predictably.
Well, last year we had Botkins boys who were trying to repeat. They had a nice season, didn't quite make it. On the girls' side, Tri-Village turned out to be the best team in the area, and quite honestly, after watching them play Rushi the other night without Morgan Hunt, they're going to be tough to beat this year. They're going to be tough to get out of that regional by Lormie or Rushi.
The head man, as I mentioned, at Lehman is Pat Carlisle, entering his 28th season overall of coaching at the high school and collegiate levels. He is one of only four Lehman Catholic head coaches to lead the program to three straight winning seasons and quickly became the fifth winningest coach in program history. Carlisle's teams also achieved the two highest Northwest Central Conference finishes in school history. Carlisle's greatest accomplishments perhaps came during his seven-year term as the head coach of Columbus State Community College. There, Carlisle had national success in creating a powerhouse in 2008. He led Columbus State to the National Junior College Athletic Association National Finals, and in 2009, his Columbus State team went to the National Elite Eight. He's a graduate of Wright State University and the University of Cincinnati. Matt Gibbons, third year at Covington. As I mentioned, very young team. Just one senior on the entire roster, five sophomores. An open post offense, he told me, Chuck. Variable defenses. Open post means what technically in high school basketball parlance?
Well, you don't have a post player, and they don't have one. So what you do is you put five on the perimeter. Yeah, you set up like triangles. It was kind of what the old Bulls offense ran with Jackson.
Yep.
And they'll hit, go through. They'll try to skip pass to the other side. They're going to have trouble getting the ball inside. They're going to have shots changed by Chapman, and they're going to have to realize where he is. And the best thing you can do when you get a big man in there is don't give him room, because if you give him a little space, he's going to block your shot.
Right.
Get right up into him, and you're probably going to get a foul called.
It's a rebuilding campaign, so to speak, for Covington. Seven seniors graduated from the varsity basketball roster 1 year ago. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components. And for Layman Catholic, it starts offensively, defensively, on the boards with Justin Chapman. He is a kingpin. Covington needs to find a way to deal with him. As you mentioned, Chuck, get in the paint a little bit to find out if he's going to maybe commit a foul or two. Maybe you can get him on the bench.
Well, but, I mean, that's got to be what they attempt to do. But running an open post, you're going to get a lot of cuts to the basket.
Right.
And he's going to be help side, you know, so you need to take and you need to be cognizant of him. Whoever he's guarding needs to post up and set up on the arc, find them, try to make some threes.
Right.
Do something, because you're not going to get the ball and take it to the basket.
No layups with Justin Chapman manning the post defensively. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're back in 3 minutes. Starting lineups, opening tip upcoming. Layman Catholic hosting Covington in a Three Rivers Conference contest here tonight. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Lehman Catholic High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Justin Chapman, as we noted, the 6'7", 6'8", lad in the middle for the Cavaliers, 13 points per game, leads the Three Rivers Conference in rebounds, 11 boards every four quarters of action. Donovan O'Leary is dropping in a dozen per outing. For Covington, Brogan Angle and Britton Miller are both hitting at 11 points per contest. Gunnar Kimmel clears about 8 rebounds per tilt. The two low-scoring clubs, interestingly, Lehman Catholic with the better record by far, but averaging only 43 per game compared to Covington's 47, kind of an anomaly, you might think.
Well, I think maybe Lehman, with the size advantage, probably plays better defense.
Right. So many thanks to our outstanding sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including several from the Rushi area. You've already heard from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, plus Superior Aluminum. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi, located at 575 East Main. A great time to shop at the Jewelry Barn. All kinds of Christmas gift ideas. Are you looking for work? Let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including those in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to ApplyOhio.com. Register today. That's ApplyOhio.com. Spherion, it works. It will work for you, too. Hey, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are fantastic. Terrific strip loin steak dinners in the evening. Proud to be a local casual hangout, and we welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. We'll take an elongated break, then come back with the starters and the tip. The game will commence in just a few minutes. Lehman Catholic hosting Covington. Boys Three Rivers Conference action here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again at Layman Catholic. Starting lineups for tonight's game for the visiting Covington Buccaneers. 1-5 on the year, 0-4 in the Three Rivers Conference. Tanner Paulsgrove, a sophomore, starts 5 feet 10 inches tall. Brogan Engel, also a 5'10 sophomore, 11 points a game. He's in the opening five. Bryson Height, a junior at 6'2. And at 6'2, Height has got the most height on the Covington roster. Britton Miller, 11 points a game, 6'1 junior, and Gunnar Kimmel, junior, 6'1, leading rebounder on the Covington club. Head coach in his third year, Matt Gibbons.
What a great name for a basketball player, Gunnar Kimmel.
I like it. For the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Turner Lachey, 5'10 freshman guard, 150-pounder. He's in the opening five for Layman Catholic. Daniel Carlisle, head coach's son, good three-point shooter, 5'9 sophomore at a guard spot. Donovan O'Leary, power forward, junior, 6'3". Deron Pride, 6-foot sophomore guard. And Justin Chapman, 6'8". On the roster in front of us, 6'8" tall, a senior, 230-pounder. He was a force on the football field for the Cavaliers. Donovan O'Leary really grew this year as a football quarterback.
He did. He's a really, really good athlete, and I find it amazing. He's only a junior. It seems like he's been there forever.
He played a lot of football, signal calling as a frosh.
Yep.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney's got a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Locally owned and operated is Osgood Bank. It's been a part of Ohio for over 100 years now, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and in Indian Lake. Osgood Bank, do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Chuck will take a short one-minute break, then have the opening tip. They've turned the lights out on us here at Lehman Catholic. Good crowd for the Cavaliers' home game tonight against Covington on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Oh, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability at Dickman makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. StickmanSupply.com. Pep Lehman Catholic with Justin Chapman jumping center at 6'8", wins the opening tip, and after four or five passes, Chapman gets the ball right in front of the rim and banks in a four-footer.
I couldn't figure out exactly what they were playing defensively, but I know what they don't want to do is lose Chapman.
Here is Covington trying to drive into the lane area. It's Tanner Paulsgrove. O'Leary and Chapman cram him. And then Covington, in its anxiety to get the loose ball, rebound fouls. 2-0 Lehman. We played a half minute here in the opening period. Lehman Catholic in the home white, blue numbers. Some gold piping, blue tennis. Covington the road white. Or I should say Covington the road black, white and gray trim. And the big Covington in all caps across the chest. Covington Buccaneers get a defensive rebound as Lehman Catholic misfires from three-point land. Covington down 2-0 with the ball. A lot of cutting action. Nearly a travel in the lane. Turnaround awkward bank shot. Good! What a play by Britton Miller. Off balance. Fired it home.
He got underneath Chapman that time. And Chapman got lucky he didn't pick up the foul.
Here is Lehman Catholic with the ball near midcourt. It's Turner Lachey. Out of Donovan O'Leary. Ball goes baseline to Carlisle. Carlisle underneath the basket feeds on the arc to Lachey. Now to O'Leary. Spots up from three-point land and buries it. O'Leary from downtown.
Well, Covington playing a 1-2-2, trying to trap out of it. So far, not very successfully.
Boy, O'Leary had a time, had all kinds of time. Could have counted to 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Got his feet squared up. He was comfortable and poured it through.
He's a really good shooter.
Covington attacking down to our right. Defensive foul called against Lehman Catholic. 5-2. Cavaliers lead. 6:08 to go here in the first quarter. Dribbling with the ball as Paulsgrove nearly palms it. Gives it up on the arc to Gunner Kimmel. Now 20 feet away to Miller. Miller darts to the foul line. On a weave to Paulsgrove. Below the foul stripe. Hits a cutter coming in from the left corner. Reverse layup by Paulsgrove. Short. Tried to use the rim to help him. Couldn't get it up over the iron. And Lehman Catholic got the rebound, hustled down the floor, and turned it over.
Yes, they caught a palming. I didn't see it.
5:44 left in the first. Lehman leads 5-2. Covington so far is trying to get the ball down into the teeth of this Lehman defense and go up against Chapman. They go baseline left. Here's a herky-jerky fall-away left-hander in. Nice shot by Brogan Engel.
Yeah, that was a heck of a little jumper right there. Oh, that's over and back.
Engel stopped at the short corner, let it fly over the top of Chapman, and then Lehman Catholic, you're right, Chuck, that's a miscue at midcourt. Donovan O'Leary looks at the official, who nods.
Yep.
And it was. Good call.
Well, he came from the backcourt to the forecourt, and you can't do that. You can't establish yourself until you land. He got the ball and landed.
Gunner Kimmel with the ball, high left for Covington, which trails 5-4. 3 minutes played. Skip pass, cross court. Long three by Paulsgrove. Ooh, it's around the rim twice and out. Here is Lehman Catholic, quickly forecourt right. On the arc to Lachey. Skip pass near side, punched out of bounds by Covington. 4:54 to go in the first, 5-4. Lehman up a point. Interesting scoreboard here at Lehman, Chuck. The guest is on the left. That's the first score you see.
That's only thrown me off like 11 times so far.
Home team Lehman, far right, second score you see. Quick passing by Lehman Catholic in the middle to Chapman. Muffed it, got it back, threw it on the arc to a teammate. Now it goes to O'Leary, baseline. On the arc to Lachey. Baseline right, spotting up is O'Leary. Makes it. Short corner jumper by him. Two straight goals by Donovan O'Leary.
That's a tough shot.
7-4, Lehman in the lead. 4:20 left in the opening period. Britton Miller, top of the circle, starts to go to work in Deron Pride, 6-foot sophomore. Dayron backs off, doesn't foul. Ball delivered to Tanner Paulsgrove. Left-hand dribble, clear out of the lane. Oh, he got away with a walk, big time. And then Chapman came down on the shoulders of the Covington player. But there was clearly steps before contact. Big break for Covington, which earns two free throws out of it. Paulsgrove at the line for the Buccaneers, who trail 7-4. 4:02 to go in the first. Foul shot by Paulsgrove. Clangs off the iron. No good. Tell you what, Chuck, over the last few years, the officials have become even more lenient, it seems like. Month after month, season after season, calling the walking violation.
I think that they probably call. They miss some, but they get most of them.
Second free throw was good by Paulsgrove. 7-5, Lehman. Here's a drive from the left wing by Pride down the paint area now. Missed it, no good. Rebound, no good. Chapman up and in off the board. Man among boys.
Yeah, there's not much they can do about it.
Nope. Justin Chapman at 6'8", over top of everybody by a head and shoulders. 9-5, Lehman. Outside the lane on the left is Paulsgrove. Leans in, then fades away. Gets called four steps.
Yeah, he did. He tried to fade back, and he took a step back, changed pivot feet.
That one did not go unnoticed. 3:21 to go, first quarter. Lehman Catholic 9, Covington 5 here at the Lehman Gym. Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. A lot of good basketball action around the area tonight. Botkins boys were at Marion Local. Fort Loramie hosting St. Henry.
Yep.
Come on, Deron!
In girls action, Minster was at Jackson Center. Here's Deron Pride in the left corner for Lehman. Throws on the arc to Daniel Carlisle. Now Pride comes out to catch, goes to the foul line. Gives it up right corner to Lachey. Here's a drive below the rim by Lehman. Shot missed. Reverse layup is good by Devin Pride. Wow. Ron and Devin, the twins, get into the action for the Cavaliers.
Well, Devin really stayed with that one that time.
Good play by Devin Pride as he comes in off the bench to deliver 2 points for Lehman to make it 11-5 Cavaliers. 2:29 left in the first. Baseline right for Covington. Here's a floater. Got it. Mick Barhorst, 5'6", senior, in off the bench, floats one home.
When I wrote that name down, I thought Barhorst, that's got to be on the Lehman side, doesn't it?
Deep in the left corner for Lehman Catholic is Deron Pride. He cuts below the rim. Oh, a nice pocket pass below the iron, other side of the paint. Devin catches and finishes. A couple of nice goals in a row by Devin Pride, 6 foot sophomore.
This is a very athletic basketball team with the Pride brothers.
Yes, it is. Oh, here is a nifty, herky-jerky drive down the right side of the lane by Brent Miller. He kissed it in off the glass for Covington.
Took a bump and still made the shot.
Covington trying to match Lehman basket for basket. 22 points scored in the first 6.5 minutes of this game. Loose ball midcourt. Covington saves. Long lob down inside to Chapman. Three-footer skids off the rim. No good. Rebound down to Covington. Here's Bryson Height bolting up the floor into the paint area. Feeds a teammate. It is Connor Humphrey, 5'9 junior, substitute. Shot blocked on the play from the backside. Well done by the big post player on the interior for Lehman Catholic, Justin Chapman. He saved two right there.
He is a real eraser for your defensive mistakes, that's for sure.
Back to the basket. Outside the lane on the right is Britton Miller for Covington. Goes up to shoot. Ball tipped away. Lehman's got it. Minute to go, first quarter, 13-9 Cavaliers. O'Leary between the circles against the Covington zone. Bounce pass into the right corner to Deron Pride, to Devin in the lane. Hits the cutter coming in from the left flank. It's David Brunner, 6'2 senior, and he scores it.
What an unselfish play by Devin Pride that time.
Sure was. Brunner on the short banker. 15-9, 6-point lead. Twisting and turning, baseline left. Brogan angle, fought off the defender and got the angle.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Lehman, he made kind of a move and they just left him. Hey, Lehman, did you fall?
I don't think he walked. It was a fine maneuver by angle. Little 5-footer swish. As you're right, Chuck, Lehman left him. They had him hemmed in. 2-point basket makes it 15-11. Foul against Covington over guarding with 19.7 to go in the first. 4-point lead Covington. Ball at midcourt for Lehman's possession. My mistake. Ball at midcourt for the Cavaliers.
Clock. There you go.
Thrown in. Clock belatedly is initiated, and the officials look at each other and at the scoreboard. And now it says 13.6, and the clock is halted.
Oops.
Well, let's see what will be resolved. The scoreboard clock did slip down from what?
18?
Yeah, 18 to 13.6, and that's the way it stands.
But there wasn't any reason to adjust it because Lehman threw the ball in and stood there and held it. So.
Exactly. Here's O'Leary, a foul line. O'Leary throws into the right corner to Pride. Deron back to O'Leary. Long three-pointer with 2 seconds left. Missed it.
Wow.
Long rebound to Chapman, who hits it. Fade away at the buzzer, and it counts.
My goodness.
What a shot, but Chapman. Wow. It just left his fingertips as the buzzer went off. 17-11, Lehman Catholic over Covington after a quarter on scores.broadcast.com.
in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And welcome back to Layman Catholic. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, close 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturdays. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. 937-596-8100, 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness to keep you well. Quarter number two, Chuck, surprised with how Covington's been able to score frequently and hang within six of Layman?
Well, I mean, yes, and I think that if they keep doing that, they can stay that way. But Layman's scoring easily. They're really working to get theirs.
Well, Covington's Britton Miller just made a terrific drive. He started with the ball high right behind the arc, sliced through the lane, and made a left-handed shovel shot low on the left near the rim. Chapman had been screened off. And at 17-13, Covington within four. Layman's got the ball. 30 feet away is Lachey. Near side to David Brenner. Left corner O'Leary. Back to Brenner. Skip pass cross court. Deron Pride. Goes foul line to Chapman. A little twisting move into the lane area. His arm is grappled. He's fouled. Not in the act of shooting. It's Common. A couple of fouls each way so far. 7:04 to go in the second. 4-point lead for Layman. Baseline left. Brenner will trigger for the Cavaliers. He looks, lobs it in way out back to Deron Pride. Left corner Lachey. Now Pride on top. Zone comes out to meet him. Right side pass Brenner. Short corner to O'Leary. Skip pass out high to Deron Pride. Pass to Lachey in the corner. Back in the middle to the big man. Shot to Chapman. Hit the board, the rim, caromed off. Comes away to Covington. Buccaneers dart down the floor. It's Britton Miller trying to beat Layman's defense. He can't beat Chapman. Big-time swat off the end of the court.
That's what I'm talking about. If you give him room, he wasn't guarding him. He just came over, and they got a hole in the wall, and that's how hard he knocked it out of bounds.
Connor Humphrey, top of the circle for Covington, which is down four. Chance to cut it to one or two. Britton Miller, elbow on the left, back to the basket. Flips out high to Kimmel.
Ooh.
Near side pass, Humphrey. Here's Britton Miller. They work the weave. Angle tried to slice through the lane. Instead, left it outside for Humphrey. Now Angle again. 30 feet out, height picked up by O'Leary of Layman. Far left side of the floor, here's Miller. Out back to Angle. Miller once more at the elbow on the left. High right to Kimmel. Picked up by Chapman. On the bounce, it's Connor Humphrey 30 feet away. Now to Kimmel, 25 feet out. The weave continues to Height. Height's got a little avenue down the lane. Threw it up with the left hand, no good. Long rebound, Covington. Off-balance shot, Britton Miller in the paint, short. It grazed the iron, came off to Layman, which leads by four, 17-13, 5.5 to go in the second. Midcourt dribbling, Lachey for Layman. Throws right corner to Brenner. Brenner to Lachey. 5:24 to go in the second. In the 2.5 minutes, Chuck, Layman yet to score. Ball thrown into the post to Chapman. A lot of contact. Might have been blocked up high, but body foul down around the waist committed by Covington while Chapman was barreling toward the basket. A couple of free throws for him. 5:17 left. second quarter. Adjustment for Covington. They're defending Lehman pretty well right now.
Well, they're surrounding Chapman, and Chapman's not getting anything out of the offense, but they can't. He's getting a lot of rebounds. They can't seem to stop him on that end.
Against this zone, it will be imperative for Lehman to make an outside shot or two. They've gotten it down to the short corner on the baseline. Free throw by Chapman is good. 18-13. Lehman leads by five. Second shot, Justin Chapman. High off the back flange. And the rebound is jerked down by Britton Miller of Covington. Miller up the floor quickly. Hits the trailer. Height scoots into the lane. Missed it. No good. Got the rebound back. Couldn't get it to go. Lehman's got the board. Here is Lachey. Hastily down the floor. Gives it up to Chapman. Back to Lachey between the circles. And he sets it up. 4:55 to go, second quarter. Lehman Catholic up five over Covington.
Nice.
Oh, one, two, three passes. O'Leary hits the big man in the middle. Shot, but Chapman hissed in off the window.
That was just a well-designed play and well ran.
Here's Connor Humphrey pouring in a three-pointer straight on for Covington, which gets a timeout. Big shot by Humphrey. He was not guarded, ignored by the Lehman defense, and he made the Cavaliers pay. 4:36 to go in the second, 20-16. Lehman by four over Covington on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
It is Lehman Catholic possession halfway through the second quarter, low-scoring second period. First quarter score was 17-11 Lehman. It's 20-16 in favor of Lehman. Make it 22-16. Oh, what a great pass by Lehman to Donovan O'Leary. He came slashing in from the left baseline, got the ball from the corner. Who made that feed, Chuck?
He got the ball. The feed was by Daniel Carlisle. And I'll tell you what, they are running their offense against this zone as well as you can run as the
free throw by O'Leary, in and out, no good. Over the back, rebounding foul against Lehman.
That's kind of a strange call there.
It was. O'Leary did not convert the three-point chance. Lead is six for Lehman with 4:12 to go here in the second. Here's a wild three-point try by Brogan Angle of Covington. It's about 4 feet long, and Covington garners the weak side rebound. Buccaneers have it high left. On the bounce is Britton Miller, 6'1 junior, 11 points a game. They clear out for him. There he goes. Baseline right, around O'Leary, up and in. Woo, well done by this young man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Miller's a pretty good basketball player.
Boy, he's good off the bounce, fine body control, created space with those shoulders of his, and managed to flip the shot up over the taller player. 4-point lead for Lehman, 3.5 to go, second quarter. Ball fed deep right corner to Devin Pride. Out back to Lachey. Lachey tries to drive, has it stripped by Covington, goes out of bounds. Off of the Buccaneers last. 3:24 to go in the second. The lead 22-18 for Lehman. Checking out Devin Pride for the Cavaliers. Ball inbound to deep left corner. O'Leary's got the green light. Hits it. Donovan O'Leary almost off the court.
He's got 10 points. Nice inbounds play. Especially when you got a kid that can shoot it that well.
Boy, O'Leary has shot it beautifully in this game.
Well, 6'3", he can see over everybody that's guarding him.
Difference now is 7. Here's a foul line jump shot by Brogan Angle of Covington. It's off to the left, no good. A little heavy, wide, rebound down to Lehman. 2:55 to go here in the second quarter. 30 feet away, it's Lachey. Throws it near side to the three-point shooter, Carlisle. Missed it strong. Here's a weak side rebound by Covington. Bodies go flying. Chapman is down. Covington player also on the deck. That's Gunnar Kimmel. Foul called on Chapman.
To second.
And that's number two on him. And no doubt he'll sit the remaining 2:45 of this second quarter.
Yeah, they might bring him in on an offense-defense type thing, but he's pretty much done for the quarter, yep.
Covington Buccaneers will bring it down and cut the gap to 20-16, 2 minutes ago. Five of the last seven have been scored by Lehman, and the separation is seven at the moment. Straight away, open look for Kimmel. Doesn't let it fly for Covington. Bounce pass to Angle. Angle to Miller. High right Humphrey. Foul line. Shot fake. Nobody picks him up. And he pumps it in. Wow. He faked a pass to the right. I think Lehman gave up on him shooting it. He was in a thicket of players in the paint, and he said, well, if you're not going to pressure me more tightly.
Yeah, well, yeah, he gave a ball fake, and two Lehman players fell for it.
Yep.
And he took it about 6 feet from the basket, made a nice shot.
And Lehman fouled him to boot. The three-point play is converted.
And he's got six now, all in this quarter.
25-21, Lehman by four. 2:12 to go in the second quarter. Lehman throwing it cross-court to Devin Pride. Pride high left against the Covington zone. Fires back to Lachey. Cross-court pass to Brenner. And out of nowhere comes Covington to block that ball out of bounds. Good ball movement by Lehman. Excellent recovery by Covington.
That was Miller. And it looked like he might have got a little arm. But no call, so good hustle.
Daniel Carlisle inbounds into the corner from Lehman. Loose ball. Nobody can get it. And it goes out of bounds to the Buccaneers, who are within four with 2 minutes left here in the second period. Dribbling up to the center line is Britton Miller. Miller, nonchalant bounce. Gets a screen from Gunnar Kimmel. Ball thrown back to Height. Height nearly walked. Gave it to Humphrey on the weave. Outside the arc on the left to Angle. Now here's the dangerous Miller. Picked up by O'Leary. Fadeaway shot. Miller. No good short. O'Leary hit the deck. Wanted a charge. Loose ball left corner. Off Covington last. And a timeout is called by Lehman. 1:31 to go second quarter. 25-21 Cavaliers over Covington here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Here is Britton Miller entering the lane, double teamed as Miller finds the open man. Shot is good by Gunnar Kimmel. Kimmel low on the left beneath the basket. He was available quite free because the double team came for a very good player, Britton Miller, who's sparked this club, Covington, here tonight. Here's a steal by him. Look at him go down the floor. Driving layup between two Cavaliers is good. And it's tied at 25.
With Chapman out of the game, Covington can get the ball inside, and they're doing a nice job.
Exactly. 30 feet out with the ball. Devin Pride for Lehman. Gives it up on the plate to Lachey. Lachey looks for Carlisle in the right corner. Can't find him. Goes near side to Devin Pride. Now to Carlisle, far right side of the court. Foul line, Donovan O'Leary. He's doubled momentarily. 27 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Deep right corner, Carlisle. Lehman Catholic resets. 17, 16, 15 left in the second period. Long cross-court pass to Lachey. He catches it near steal by Covington. Little short floater. No good off the flange. Knocked out of bounds by Lehman.
That is a tough shot and not the time you wanted to take that. You should have taken that at about the 3-second mark, not the 7.3. Covington can score now.
Seven ticks on the clock. Covington rolls it to midcourt. Game is tied. Buccaneers for the lead at halftime. It's Miller forcing his way inside the arc. Shoved by Lehman Catholic. Team foul six. Lehman had one to give. 2.8 to go. First half. 25-25 tie. Right in front of us, Bryson Height will inbound. Let's see if he can find a shooter. It goes to Humphrey. Humphrey back to Height. Long high ocean triple. Good! At the buzzer. Bryson Height nailed it. A long ranger. Boy, it was a skyscraper.
Wow.
And the
most dangerous person on an inbounds play is the inbounder. And that time they threw the ball in. Nobody came to guard him. He caught the ball, shot a deep three. Big, big shot. Covington had, what, the last 8 points?
Last 10.
10 of the quarter.
Yes, it was 25-18. It was 25-18 in favor of Lehman with about a little over 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And the Covington Buccaneers rallied to pour in the final 10, including that terrific three ball by Height. It was Bryson Height who made it. And it's a 28-25 Covington lead at intermission. Covington spurted, and not a coincidence, when Justin Chapman went to the bench with two fouls. Halftime here at Lehman, 3-point lead for Covington on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Our halftime score here at Lehman, 28-25. Covington leads the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers with a 10-point surge late in that second period of play. 28-25 is our halftime score in favor of the Buccaneers. When Justin Chapman went out, Chuck, for Lehman, the tide turned. Covington was able to move the ball around freely, especially in the paint area. Right. That made a difference.
Well, I mean, you take 6'8 out of the game, and you take 6'8 and athletic out of the game, you're going to have a much easier time scoring, and they did have a better time. They got to make sure that Chapman doesn't pick up that third foul.
Right.
He's very aggressive. He jumps really well, but the two fouls he's picked up probably didn't use good judgment on the two fouls he got.
Right. Our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. And by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Schnipple Building Excellence. I bet you didn't know that Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Chuck, what's up here at halftime?
Well, Lehman has a 12-9 rebounding advantage, 5-3 on the offensive boards. Both teams really valued the basketball in the first half. The Buccaneers turned it over twice, and the Cavaliers four times. 1-for-3 from the line for Lehman, 2-for-3 for Covington. Individual scoring for Covington, they were led by Britton Miller with 10. They got 6 from Connor Humphrey, 4 from Brogan Angle. Then they got 3 from Bryson Height, 2 each from Barhorst and Kimmel, and a single free throw by Paulsgrove. They scored 11 and 17 points in the second quarter for a total of 28 for the half. Lehman led by O'Leary with 10, Chapman with 9, drops down all the way to Devin Pride with 4, and David Brunner with 2. They scored 17 and 8, and they trail at 28-25 at the half.
That is our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Lehman Catholic High School, 28-25. Covington sneaked ahead of Lehman Catholic late in that second quarter of action, and we're all set for the third. Looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market's at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yes, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you, Chuck McBee.
You always read that when I'm starving.
Now you're even hungrier.
I just sound so good.
Well, Lehman starts the third quarter, loose ball below the basket, and it is stabbed away by Covington, goes out of bounds. Lehman down three, throws it in. It's Dayron Pride, charges toward the basket from the left flank. Missed it a little bit hard. Chapman goes over the top of everybody. Offensive stick back. It won't go in. Lid on it for Lehman on that possession. And here comes Covington down the floor. Angle glides to the lane. Gives it up to Miller on the arc. Shot fake, picked up by O'Leary. Three-point lead, Covington. We played 40 seconds in the third. Long three-point try, but Bryson Height missed it. Tried to match his buzzer beater there at the end of the second. Quickly down the floor, Lehman. Open jump shooter, long ranger, right corner. Good! Daniel Carlisle sinks it. Boy, that was a lofty one up in the rafters here at Lehman.
Yeah, he's set up in the corner and he's open. That's a good shot.
Sure is. And that hoop by Carlisle ties this thing up at 28-28. 6:52 to go in the third. Britt Miller high left, picked up by O'Leary. Miller shot fake. Hits a man cutting below the rim. Oh, here is a crafty reverse layup try, but Bryson Height no good. But he attracted a foul from Lehman.
Yeah, they set that up perfectly, and he went baseline, caught the ball. Nobody there to help.
6:43 left, third quarter. Game even at 28. Two free throws for Covington, missed badly by Height on the first shot. Chapman on the floor with two fouls for Lehman Catholic. And I guarantee you, Chuck, Covington's going to go at him and try to force a third on the big man. Second foul shot, got it. One of two for Height. Covington leads by a point, 29-28. Lehman down the floor, O'Leary midcourt. Throws it near side to Lachey. Now Carlisle in the right corner. Here comes the trap at side court. Lachey's got it. Nearly falls down. Gets it out of trouble. 1-2 wild passes by Lehman. And finally picked off by the Covington Buccaneers.
Tell you what, Miller just read it. Yep. He looked like a defensive back.
Kind of a scattered floor. Lehman was trying to make passes on that possession with their back to the basket. Didn't work. Far right wing, it's Paulsgrove for Covington, which is up one. Hand off to Engel. Now to Miller, baseline right. Miller off balance in the lane, went out of his way to draw a two-shot foul. As a result, missed the shot badly, didn't pick up the foul, and Covington loses the rebound to Layman Catholic. That was a possession the Buccaneers would like to have back. Long cross-court skip pass to Lachey. Lachey hits Carlisle. Now opposite side of the floor to Brunner. Way over shooting a three. Weak side rebound on the floor. Gobbled up by Kimball of Covington, which leads by one. 2.5 minutes gone, third quarter. Ball thrown baseline right to Paulsgrove, having trouble. Fires down the lane to Height. Height with a careless shot. He was up in the air, nowhere to go. He had Layman players off their feet, though, and he's bailed out with a two-shot foul.
Well, I'm not sure I like that. I don't think he made the contact into Chapman, and I'm not sure that's a good call.
Who is the foul called on?
The caller on Chapman.
Oh, my goodness. That's number three. Foul shot, yes, by Bryson Height. 30-28, Covington by two.
Come on. Get on your feet.
Second shot by Height on the way. Bang, too hard off the back flange. Rebound down to Layman. Collision on the play. Foul Paulsgrove of Covington. Yeah, I would agree with you, Chuck. The offensive player was so far out of control. He'd given up the ball and was stumbling out of control. Then contact occurred, and the defense was punished.
Well, you had two officials looking straight at it. I'm not sure how the third guy made the call.
Deep left corner with the ball. Carlisle for Layman, which is down two. Now, this Layman team, Chuck, the last 6 minutes, has only scored in this game one field goal.
Yeah.
Spanning the late second and early part of the third. In the post area, it is O'Leary. O'Leary exchanges positions with Carlisle. Now back to O'Leary. He lowers his shoulder 20 feet from the rim into a Covington defender.
I was just thinking that O'Leary has really not touched the ball much here in the third quarter, and then he got one and just made a faux pas.
With the basketball, Covington outside the arc on the left. Ooh, it looked like Britton Miller dragged the pivot foot. No call. 30-28, Covington up two. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. This was a 25-18 lead at one point for Layman fairly late in the second. Here's an off-balance foul line jumper with the left hand by Angle. It is no good off the flange. Long rebound, Layman. Heave down the floor to Chapman. Chapman goes pell-mell to the rim, and his arm is grabbed. He was trying to go up with the shot, and he's awarded with two.
I like the way he runs the floor, and if you run the floor as a big, you usually get rewarded, and that's what happened that time.
Here is Chapman at the free throw line, and he misses. Hit the front rim, backboard, trickled off to the right. 30-28, Layman down two. Second shot by Chapman to make it a one-point game, and he does. 30-29, halfway through the third quarter. Covington walks it up with 28 points scored in the first 8 minutes of this game. Scoring has slowed down since.
Well, Covington is slowing it down. They wanted to run when Chapman was out of the game. Now they're going to be patient again.
Righto. Here's Kimmel between the circles. Chapman comes out to greet him. Hand off to Miller. Miller off balance in the lane. Fell down. Ball hit the glass left of the rim. Contact below the backboard. Bodies fly, and it's against Covington.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Chapman did a good job of not picking up his fourth that time. He stayed away from him.
Yeah, he could have gotten into the middle of the activity.
Absolutely. Good choice.
And laid a hand on somebody, but he did not. Good discipline. 3:50 left to go. Continued zone defense by Covington.
Well, they're going to come out and trap out of it now in a 1-2-2.
Angle to O'Leary. Lachey to O'Leary.
Look out.
There's a wild throw coming right toward us here at the scores table. Press row. And it is out of bounds. Deflection by Covington.
In the old days, I would have dove for that. I would have had it.
I'm sure you would have.
Now, you take eight people to pick me back up.
A one-point lead for Covington still. Lehman attacking, trying to take the lead. Wide open, a player below the rim is Carlisle. Overshoots it in traffic. Rebound Chapman on the arc to Lachey. Now to O'Leary in the right corner. Shot fake. Oh, look at him, nice steamroll to the rim. Up and in.
That was impressive. Woo.
He's got a nose for the basket. Donovan O'Leary.
No doubt about it.
Very good player. One-point lead Lehman now. 31-30. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Angle. Angle steps inside the arc. Short on the left-hand jumper. Rebound no good by Connor Humphrey of Covington. And Lehman's got the board. Under three to play in the third. Lehman ahead by one, 31-30. Deep in the left corner, it's Brunner. Brunner high left to teammate Lachey. Now short corner to Leary. Fadeaway 12-footer. Skipped off the rim, no good. Rebound Chapman up and no good, but a foul. A lid on it for Justin. Point blank range. It would not go down, but he earns two free throws.
I watched him in warm-ups, and I watched him when they were shooting around at halftime of JV game. That would have been a time for that young man to take two hands and just slam it.
Yes.
Don't try to just lay it up there. You got the chance to take the rim. They can't guard that.
Exactly. First free throw, Chapman swish. Second one, dead center as well. And Lehman Catholic has worked itself back into a three-point lead. 33-30. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Midcourt with the ball for Covington is Britton Miller. Lehman's done a better job on him here in this second half. Ball thrown into the lane, back to the basket. It's Humphrey. Goes up and under, no good. Good rebound by Brunner of Lehman. Lehman a chance to go up five or six. Just over two to play late in the third. High right, it's Lachey. Gives it up, gets it back. Near side to Carlisle. Baseline right. O'Leary on top, Lachey. Lachey bouncing against the zone. Now Carlisle. Well, they're trying to work it short corner to O'Leary so he can go to Chapman in the middle. Here's O'Leary in the left corner, lobs it out back to Lachey. Lachey gives it up near side to Carlisle, back to Lachey. Can't shoot from the head of the key. Carlisle will try a rainbow outside the arc, high right, no good off the flange. Long rebound, gotten by Carlisle. Flips it back into the lane to O'Leary, and Lehman resets the attack. What a lengthy possession here by Lehman Catholic. Deep in the left corner with the ball is Carlisle. Gives it up, gets it back. Now O'Leary at the elbow on the left. Forces his way down the lane, muscles to the rim, left it short, no good.
Did everything but make the shot.
Rebound Covington, Angle, barrels down the floor, a lot of contact near the rim, blocked out of bounds by Lehman. Covington possession, 68 seconds to go in the third, three-point lead Lehman.
Is it Brunner?
Brunner.
That was him on the block.
It is Brunner, David Brunner, 6'2 senior. He's been very good defensively. Here is Covington driving baseline right, bailed out. O'Leary tried to put the pinch on the Covington player. He was not shooting. Defensive foul, Lehman. Covington gets a break. We'll throw in baseline right.
Back to the inbounder, Dave.
High right, it goes to Angle. Lehman up three. Angle gave it up, got it back. Threw it to the three-point shooter. It is missed by Height off to the right. Chapman snares the board. Outlet to Lachey. Lachey gives it up to Carlisle. Thought about shooting, didn't. Gave it back to Lachey deep in the right corner. Carlisle straight away. Outside the arc on the left to Brunner. Lehman might as well go ahead now and play for one.
At this point, yep.
Under a half minute to go, third quarter. Covington zoning. Three-point lead Cavaliers. It was a three-point lead Covington at the half. Lehman's outscored a low-scoring Covington team here in the third quarter. Covington with what, just one field goal, Chuck?
Yeah, two free throws, 2-for-4 from the free throw line. No baskets.
No buckets from the floor. Here's O'Leary, foul line with four to play. Step back, 18-footer, high off the back rim, no good. Rebound Covington, third quarter's in the books. Lehman Catholic 33, Covington 30 after three on scores broadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Very interesting third quarter just concluded here at Lehman. Covington continued its cat and mouse game. Lehman played outstanding defense in period number three.
Well, Miller had 10 in the first half. He didn't score in the third quarter. Height was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. That's all the points that they got. Still only trail by 3, though.
It is Covington with possession. Deep in the right corner, it's Angle. 33-30 lead for Lehman. Opening 15 seconds, third quarter of this game. Outside the arc on the left, it is Britton Miller. Miller weaves to Mick Barhorst, who's back on the floor. 5'6 senior guard. Nada Miller in the paint. Little contact, he can't shoot. Fires to Angle. Angle open from 17. Left-handed Jay around and out, no good. Rebounded by O'Leary. He storms down the floor all the way to the rack and puts it in. One-man show there on that drive, Donovan O'Leary. Lehman up 5. Covington outside the arc, it's Barhorst. Right wing to Miller. Miller on the arc against O'Leary. O'Leary's done a fine job in this game offensively scoring, and he's defended Miller extremely well here in the second half. Here's a baseline 7-footer by Miller. It hit the side of the backboard, but a defensive foul is ruled, and that was a little marginal.
Could have gone the other way easily. Easily could have gone the other way.
What a night for Donovan O'Leary for Lehman Catholic, Chuck. Woo.
He's just a heck of an athlete, and he's a strong kid. I mean, we talk about Chapman at 6'8", O'Leary's 6'3". He plays outside, inside. He does it all and is doing a nice job defensively, like you said.
Now, Britton Miller just misfired badly on the first of two at the stripe. What Covington needs, every free throw it can get. Second shot by Miller is in. 35-31, Lehman before. 7 to play in the fourth quarter. Midcourt on the bounce, it's Lachey. Left side pass goes to Duran Pride. Back to Lachey, 30 feet out. Zone defense by Covington. Right wing, Carlisle. He picks up his dribble. Cross court, Pride. Now Lachey finds an open player below the rim. Now it's thrown back out of the arc to Duran Pride, who steps into the paint area. Good offensive move. It lipped the rim. No good. Came out. Rebounding foul called against Covington. That saved 2 points from Lehman's Chapman. He goes to the stripe with 2 free throws. Foul shot is poured right through. 6:37 left to go here in the fourth. 36-31, Lehman up 5. 37-31, Lehman up 6.
6 of 8 from the free throw line for the big kid.
And again, Chuck Covington, no field goal second half?
No. We've got three free throws. That's hard to say. 3 free throws. There we go.
That's a tongue twister. This was a 25-18 game, Lehman, fairly late in the second quarter. Covington closed the first half with 10 in a row to make it 28-25. Since then, 12-3 run by Lehman.
Well, because Chapman's back in the game.
Right. And boy, he is making his presence felt like right there. A double team by Lehman, including Chapman on Miller, and it's crammed, swatted away. Here comes Lehman down the floor. 6:14 to go in the game. Lehman has managed to inch ahead by 6. 37-31. Shutting out Covington from the floor here in the second half. Long three by Carlisle. It is no good. High off the iron. Rebound Miller. Miller motoring down the floor for Covington. All the way to the rack. Left it short. He blew the bunny.
Yep.
Here comes Lehman the other way. Oh, what an athletic play. Deron Pride, 6 foot sophomore, blazed a trail down the left flank, took it to the rim, laid it over the iron, was fouled, and it's getting away from the Buccaneers.
Absolutely.
They are losing touch.
What a heck of a drive and shot by Pride that time.
Boy, he takes a lot of pride in that. About halfway through the fourth quarter, Lehman has opened up an 8-point lead, 39-31, with a free throw coming for Deron Pride. Cutaway, Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business at Cutaway, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mescher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway. It's our experience at Cutaway Styling Salon. Your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Find new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, put Burke to work. That's right, Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with petroleum products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, 315 West 1st Street. Inquire, request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097, 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Well, Deron Pride missed the free throw, trying to convert the three-point play, but Lehman managed to get the ball back, and fouled on the play for the Cavaliers was Devin Pride. He was going up for the shot in the lane, misses one of two. Here's the second one, and that one's in. So Lehman makes one of three free throws in that sequence, but leads by nine with 5:44 to go. Now, Covington's made a few threes in this game. They're down by three three-pointers. They need shots to fall. Here's a long triple by Covington as the whistle blows. Bryson Height hits it. Does it count? Nope. It does not. Offensive foul away from the action, moving screen against Covington, nullifies the basket. Boy, Chuck, I thought I heard the whistle as the ball was being released.
Well,
it was close.
It doesn't really matter. If it's an offensive foul, the basket cannot count.
Okay.
They used to make it so they say, okay, if you let it go to the ball and then you had the foul, they could count the basket and the foul.
Okay.
They took that away.
Thanks for clarifying that for me. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Big break there for Lehman. Again, Lehman has stifled Covington, which has just, what, 3 points in the entire second half.
Yep.
5:17 to go in the game. Lehman up nine, works the weave. Deron Pride out of Chapman, out high right, looking for Devin Pride in the middle. Can't find him. Now back to Deron. Left corner with Shea. Baseline left, Chapman, double team, triple team, out of control, and he barges right through a defender. Standing tall in the paint was Connor Humphrey for Covington, and he drew the two-shot foul. No, my mistake.
Yeah, it was offensive foul.
It's offensive, no shots for the Buccaneers. But that's four on Chapman, and he stays on the court.
You might as well at this point.
Tell you what, Covington was able to produce points in that second quarter when Chapman was gone.
And that's why they're not going to take him out. They're going to play him. They're going to ride him to the end.
Right. Here's Humphrey deep in the right corner for Covington. He's tied up, loses the ball, steal by Lehman, and a Cavalier player hits the deck, foul against Covington.
That was Covington's first turnover of the second half. That's pretty impressive.
4:46 to go in the game. Team foul situation, 8 on Covington, 7 on Lehman. 1-1 here for Lachey of Lehman. And two more fouls, Lehman will be in the double bonus. Big 1-1 for Turner Lachey for Lehman. J. chance to push the lead out to 11, and his foul shot is right on the money. 41-31, Lehman up 10. Second shot, Turner Lachey, 1-2 bounces. It rims off, no good. Went to the back rim, front rim. Rebound yanked down by Miller of Covington. He darts up the floor into the corner. There's a sloppy pass deflected by Lehman, knocked out by the Cavaliers. No, Covington's height gets a piece of it last.
I'm not sure where he was going with the ball.
4:35 to go in this game. 41-31 in favor of Lehman, which has whitewashed Covington from the floor here in the second half. Buccaneers without a field goal. Great defense by Lehman down the stretch in this game. High right, it's Chapman. Ball high overhead. Manages to drive around Kimmel, then throws into the corner to Carlisle. Back to Chapman, foul stripe, no shot taken. Lehman's in the double bonus. Lehman pitch and catch on the arc. It's Lachey, weaves to Carlisle. Now a handoff on the plate to Deron Pride. Pride near midcourt picks up the dribble, goes to Devin Pride. Now back to Lachey at midcourt, 3:50 to go in the game. 10-point lead Lehman, 41-31. Lachey, good entry pass to Chapman. Hits the cutter coming in from the left baseline. No shot below the rim by Deron Pride. Now it goes to Lachey, back to Chapman. He lost the ball in midair. Covington gobbles it up on the deck. The Buccaneers try to get a timeout and do before a walk is handed down by the referee. That was a tough call to make. Lehman wanted to travel before the timeout.
Right. Well,
3:38 to go in the game. 10-point contest. Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Final few minutes of this game. 10-point bulge for Lehman Catholic, which has played defense here in the second half, Chuck, like Coach Carlisle hoped the Cavaliers would have displayed in the first two periods. But, boy, Lehman has throttled Covington for good here in the third and fourth quarters.
16-3 here in the second half. But Lehman not doing a lot of scoring.
Nope.
But, boy, are they playing some defense.
Sure are. 3:38 to go. 10-point lead for Lehman. Covington rolls it to the timeline. It is Miller down the left side. It goes to Height, cutting into the lane. A teammate, he catches. Chapman's on him. No shot. Clearly a pivot foot is moved, and it's a walk against Covington.
Good pressure that time.
Boy, this has been defense extraordinaire by Lehman.
Well, it's a combination. Good defense, not very good offense.
And when Chapman's been on the floor, it would be interesting to see, Chuck, to mathematically compute the points Lehman's allowed when Chapman's been in. Hasn't been more than, what, maybe 15 or 16.
Right.
Here is Lehman beating pressure. Long throw down the floor to Brunner. Layup is good. Brunner drops it home. Pressed by Covington. Lehman went over top. Lead is 12. Covington baseline right. It's Miller. Spins on Pride and Chapman. Left it short. No good. Shot might have been tipped. Again, excellent D displayed right there by Lehman. Down the floor comes Lachey to Deron Pride. Look at him motor in from the left corner. Oh, what a drive. Great move, Deron Pride, for Lehman. Boy, he's strutting his stuff here tonight.
That was strong. Yeah, they have just put the clamps on Covington. What a complete shellacking in the second half.
14-point ball game as Gunner Kimmel shoots up the three. No good. It's heavy. Rebound down to Lehman. 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Lachey. No look pass to Chapman. There's the dunk. There's the dunk. We've been looking for it. 45-31. Lehman, splendid final two quarters here tonight.
Boy, the freshman, what a nice pass that was.
Baseline drive by Kimmel of Covington, blocked on the play. O'Leary and Chapman stuff it, and Lehman's got it again. Foul at midcourt, trailing the play is Paulsgrove. Bet, Chuck, it has simply been a case of when the big man Chapman's been on the floor, Lehman has just handcuffed Covington throughout the evening. The Buccaneers unable to run their offensive attack when Chapman's been in there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to shoot some threes. You got to try to keep it away. They're still trying to attack. It's impressive that they're continuing to do it, but it has not been effective.
Yep, cannot convert often enough. Foul to the last sequence was Turner Lachey for Lehman, who sinks two free throws. And would you believe it? It's an 18-point game. Covington led by three at the half. Covington down the floor quickly. Shot fake, baseline left. Now it's thrown out on the arc to Humphrey. Humphrey down the right side to Angle. Angle sends it to Big Barhorst, who jumps, shoots, and scores. Nice looking shot by Barhorst, ruled a three, I believe.
They called it a three.
Hit just outside the arc, baseline, deep corner.
First basket for Covington in the second half.
First field goal for the Covington Buccaneers in, believe it or not, 14 and a half minutes in the second half of this game, as Chuck just noted. 49-34 Lehman. Lehman's got the ball at midcourt, nearly over and back. Timeout is called by Lehman Catholic, which leads by 15 with a minute 28 to go here in this game. And we'll keep it right here and tell our listeners all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Dickman Supply, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services. Dickman, we've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Sydney girls in action at Tippecanoe. Approximate tip-off time, 7:30, could be sooner. We're on the air around 7, could be sooner. Sydney girls, Tippecanoe girls, both 7-2 on the year. And Sydney girls lead the Valley Division of the Miami Valley League. And Tippecanoe leads the Miami. Here's Chapman dribbling out on the arc along with Duran Pride, over guarding foul against Covington with a minute 17 to go in the fourth quarter. Chapman's looked good at the stripe, and he flips that one in all net. He's got a good stroke for a big man, fine form at the free throw line.
He's got 17, and don't keep individual rebounding, but he's got to be double figures there too.
Second foul shot, Chapman, short. He knew it was as he stepped across the line. After he released it, rebound is punched out by Lehman. 16-point game in favor of Lehman. Covington led to three at the half. Hard to believe. Here's Barhorst on the arc. Passes the ball to the paint, and it's poked up in the air by Lehman Catholic, which gets another timeout with 68 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And Lehman leading by a count of 50-34. We'll keep it right here, Chuck, and tell everyone about one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, plus Brickhouse Eatery in Jackson Center. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway in Jackson Center. The location is 112 East Pike. Get all your winterizing equipment. Meet all your winterizing needs at Jackson Center and Greenville Pro Hardware. Plus, 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles, plus beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets available in 3 days. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. And at 418 South Broadway in Greenville, tell Darren Yingst you heard about his Pro Hardware stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And just down the street from the Jackson Center store, Darren has opened up Brick House Eatery, from hardware to hard-to-eat good food. Darren Yingst has got your business. You'll love the Brick House Eatery restaurant. Luncheon specials from 10:45 to 2. Pizza, wings, smoked pork, and more from 4 to 8. Brick House Eatery, 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. As Darren says, from Jackson Center Pro Hardware to hard-to-beat good food. How about that, Chuck?
There you go.
Foul shot by Lachey is up and in. The second one is good. First one missed, was no good, off to the right. 50 seconds to go in the game. The difference is 17. Lehman in the lead. Outside the arc on the left for Covington is Barhorst. Handoff on the play to the three-point shooter. It is Brogan Angle, who's not had a real good game tonight. He misfires badly. Rebound taken down by Lehman. Lehman, player out of control, down the floor, into the corner goes Will Ford. Ball knocked away by Covington. Ford gets it back. Hands off on the play to teammate Jack Earhart, 6 foot sophomore in off the bench. Whistle blows. Ball out of bounds to Lehman. Will Ford in off the bench, along with Earhart. Beneath the rim, runner throws in, goes out back to Lachey. 24 seconds to go in the game. Lehman's up 17. What a tale of two halves this has been. Here's the ball thrown below the iron to O'Leary. Reverse layup is a little soft. He got the board back and stuck it in. Good play by O'Leary, going to work on the offensive glass. 53-34, Lehman, kind of like the Bengals against Tampa Bay on Sunday.
Yeah, except I don't hate anybody on Covington like I do Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Bengals roared from behind second half to beat Tampa Bay on Sunday. Lehman Catholic repeats the feat here tonight, trailing by 3, 28-25 after 2. A terrific second half of action is turned in by Lehman. Do the math, 25-point first half, 28-point second half by Lehman, which holds Covington to a mere 6 points over the final two quarters. Boy, did Daniel Carlisle's team ever step up the D in the final two periods. We'll return to close it out and bring you our stars of this game in a couple of minutes. It is a 19-point win for Lehman over Covington on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. But small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
19-point win for Lehman over Covington. A terrific second half for the Cavaliers here tonight. You know, it's plain and simple. It's Germain. Right here in Sydney is a dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car so very convenient and cost-effective. Number one, for the life of your car, Germain is a one-stop solution forever. Germain takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection, fantastic. It's endless. On West Michigan and Sydney, choose from Germain Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, and Chevrolets. More great selection at Germain in Beaver Creek and Dublin. Even more at Germain in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. See it online. Buy it in Sydney. Germain is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? Plain and simple. It's Germain. West Michigan and Sydney. GermainCars.com. G-E-R-M-A-I-N Cars.com. What's the novel's title? Tale of Two Cities or something?
Tale of Two Cities. Yes, sir.
Tale of Two Halves. Yes, here tonight for certain. Boy, Lehman Catholic imposing, Chuck, over the final two quarters of this game.
Well, I mean, they gave up, what was the final score?
53-34.
Okay, so, yeah, they gave up 6 points in the second half.
Yep.
They got Lehman out-rebounded them 34-15, 12-3 on the offensive board. Both teams turned the ball over six times. 5-9 from the free throw line for the Bucks. 12 of 20 for Lehman. They shot a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter. Individual scoring. Covington had one in double figures, and that was Britton Miller with 11. He is Mike Clancy's player of the game for Covington. On the other side, the dynamic duo, Chapman had 17. O'Leary had 16. And they got 5 out of Devin Pride and 4 each from Brunner, from Lachey, and from Deron Pride. So, and then Carlisle hit a 3. So they had some nice balanced scoring there.
Yep.
And
the
Clancy's player of the game for Lehman, I'm going to give it to Donovan O'Leary.
I tell you what, I like the athleticism displayed by Lehman. One of the more athletic Lehman teams, one of the more cohesive Lehman teams we've seen in the last few seasons.
We'd love to see the Pride kids over the summer each grow about 4 inches.
Clancy's sponsors our star of this game tonight. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back here to Layman Catholic. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee closing things out tonight. Layman Catholic victorious by 19-53-34 over Covington with a terrific second half in this game this evening. Our next broadcast tomorrow night from Tippecanoe should be an outstanding girls contest. Tippecanoe plays Sydney, both girls teams, 7-2 on the year, each atop its respective division in the Miami Valley League. Should be a very good tilt tomorrow night. Looking forward to it from Tip.
You haven't seen the Sydney girls yet. I saw them against Rushi.
Right.
They are a good basketball team, and I'm expecting them to be even better than they were in that opening game against Rushi.
And then, weather permitting, Bodkins at Rushi boys on Friday night. That's weather permitting.
That won't be a scary drive on that road if we go.
So many thanks to our online listeners tonight via scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Chuck alongside Color Stats On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer, until tomorrow evening, bidding you good night from here at Layman Catholic, where the Cavaliers have defeated the Covington Buccaneers 53-34.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.